An Australian-led review of a popular antidepressant drug has uncovered evidence that the drug's manufacturer downplayed its deadly side effects and exaggerated its benefits. The study, published in the British Medical Journal, reviewed data used by pharmaceutical companies to help market the drug that's sold here under the name Arapax or Paxil. A research team found that the drug can tip young people into suicide and is no more effective than a placebo. Nick Grimm has our report.
They were known as selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors. Marketed under names like Prozac and Arapax, the drugs fluoxetine and paroxetine took the world by storm during the 1980s and 90s. Widely regarded as highly effective at treating depression, without many of the debilitating side effects of earlier medications, clinicians prescribe billions of the pills. But a few decades on, an Australian-led review of data used to support the use of one of those drugs, paroxetine, has found that confidence in the drug was misplaced and dangerously overstated. The international team of researchers was led by Professor John Jureidini from Adelaide University's Critical and Ethical Mental Health Research Group.
We knew that this was a poorly reported study. We felt that bad prescribing decisions were being made on the basis of the way in which the study was reported.
And has your review borne out the concerns that you had?
Absolutely. The study claimed to show that paroxetine, an antidepressant, was effective and safe for young people, and in fact it's the opposite.
What sort of side effects have you been able to establish have been linked to it?
Twice the level of severe adverse effects across the board, four times the number of psychiatric adverse events, 11 of patients experience suicidal behaviour or self-harm out of less than 100 in the paroxetine group compared to just one in the placebo group.
Professor Jureidini emphasises his review should not cause people currently prescribed paroxetine to stop taking their medication unless directed to do so by their doctor. But he says it is grounds to approach use of the drug more sceptically.
What this study suggests is that we all need to be more cautious and conservative in our prescribing practice. It's not a cause for panic, but it is a cause for taking greater care in prescribing.
His damning reassessment of the drug comes after the review team reanalysed data that had originally been gathered during studies conducted by the drug's manufacturer, pharmaceutical giant GlaxoSmithKline. The data had been used to support papers published in scientific journals at the time, recommending the efficacy and safety of paroxetine. But Professor Jureidini's reassessment of the same data has produced markedly different conclusions. He says the conflicting outcomes demonstrates the system of researching and approving new drugs is fundamentally broken.
What we did learn from this study, a couple of important lessons. One is that in order to be confident of the integrity of the way in which a study is reported, you need to have access to the original protocol, the guidelines that are written before the study is carried out, in order to check whether they've been complied with. And you also need access to individual level data collected at the site of the studies, so that you can check that the harms being experienced by patients have been properly documented and counted.
And were you able to obtain those protocols and data, and how difficult was it to obtain?
Extremely difficult to obtain, and obtained from the company in a form that made it very difficult to use, which made our study unnecessarily onerous. We think that with cooperation from industry and with what we've learnt from doing this study, then this process could be replicated relatively cheaply, and should be, because if we find that other studies are being misreported either deliberately or inadvertently, then that really increases the pressure to do something different with the way in which we manage data from research trials.
Paroxetine was originally marketed in Australia by GlaxoSmithKline under the brand name Arapax. The company no longer owns the product. It denies failing to cooperate with the review, saying it made data about the drug available to the research team in the spirit of open disclosure.
And we did provide an unprecedented level of data to the research team.
Bernadette Murdoch is the company's communications director.
It is not an easy process. These studies were conducted in the 90s, many years ago, when computer systems were very different. A lot of the notes were handwritten. But we did provide all of the data that was requested by the team so that they could carry out the reanalysis. I think it's also important to remember that when a medicine is approved for use, it's not just the pharmaceutical company that makes that decision. There's a lot of checks and balances in between. So a regulator reviews all of the data that's available on a medicine before recommending its use for a patient. In relation to the findings from the team's analysis, they do appear to be in line with the long-standing view that these medicines, antidepressants like paroxetine, are not suitable for children. This is widely known, and clear warnings have been in place on the product label for more than a decade.
That's Bernadette Murdoch from GlaxoSmithKline, ending that report from Nick Grimm.